The social media streets are definitely buzzing. Nontle Tema is back on our screens as Cleo on Gomorrah. Nontle made a name for herself as a presenter on channels like Vuzu and Channel O. Before It Girls Were It Girls, Mzansi had Nontle Tema. Now she's back on our screens and commanding attention like she always has. On Chisa Live podcast this week, we get a chance to chat with her about playing a con artist. We get a chance to talk to her about reinventing herself and what lockdown has meant to her and what it means to be content. My name is Griselda Gigan, a reporter with Chisa Live. Welcome.
Uyaz Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Welcome back to our screens.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I mean, it's just, the love is just overwhelming. I'm still looking at messages, they keep popping in. It's just amazingly, like, I'm so grateful.
What made you decide to come and just grace us with your presence? And what was it about Gomorrah that you felt you couldn't let this opportunity pass?
Your questions are so tough. They're so tough.
So, I'm sure there's been many other opportunities that came your way, but
yeah,
this was the one that you chose.
One of the Sereti, the guys,
yes,
Tabag and Gutwano,
yes,
Gutwano had this character and in mind, and he said, "I have you in mind for this character," and I was like, man, okay, because you know I was taking a sabbatical.
Yes.
So he kind of like made this character so lovable that I had to also take myself out of the sabbatical and jump in, because he sent me the profile. I got the profile. And I just needed to send a casting tape after reading about her. And that's how I actually got involved. He came and said, "This is the person that I think you can play," you know? So that's how it actually really happened. It was spontaneous. It was God. I think God wanted me to come back in that way. Yeah, yeah. Because it just happened. It was just... it was not something that
was planned or...
No, he just said, "I have an amazing character and I think you are the perfect person to play her. Her name is Cleo," and he sent me her synopsis, and then I was like, "But you know," and then I just changed my mind and something said, "Just do it," and that's when the beauty of it started, when I allowed myself to just do it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. And then I also did it because I had gotten so much messages on Facebook, on Instagram, and a lot of people were asking, "Where am I and when can they see me on TV?" Because, you know, sometimes people think when you're not on TV, you know,
yes,
your life has stopped. But I mean, they were following me on Instagram, so they kind of always knew that I'm running my academy. I've got a...
That you are busy with, you know, the other aspects of your life.
Yes, they were quite respectful. My fans are very kind because they kind of follow me, so they know that I'm doing other things and stuff. So they just ask, "Please come back. We know you don't want to right now, but come back." And then they made me also want to do this. So if I didn't have people rooting for me to come back, it wouldn't have been something that I would have probably wanted to do. But it's the fans that have really, really been like, "We miss you." And I was just like, you know, it's kind of nice to be missed, because
You know, just to be reminded that you have like a lot of people, a lot of whom you don't even know that are just rooting for you, that want to see you.
Yeah. So that's what I thought. That's exactly it. Yeah.
I get it. And so we meet Cleo, and at first sight, we're all like, okay, something is not okay with this girl. And then you don't even waste time and you show us your true colors there. We already see what's up with Cleo. So what was it about Cleo that made you fall in love with her or want to play her?
Did you watch her yesterday?
Yes. The minute she said Pusha Investment, I was sure of her story.
Man, she's a really, really cool character, and she's different from anything that I've acted doing. I've done Zabalaza before, where I played Akhomotso or KG. So getting into this character was also very nice for me. She's very different. I get to also, I don't know if you paid attention, but I also, when I met Bonga, I become gassy with him.
Yes. All of a sudden, this Santan girl is calling Zbonga Dwana, and we're like, okay. So she has a pause.
Dwana. Like, yo, you know, so she's a gassy, because that's the synopsis I got from her, that she's a girl from the township, and she's hardcore raised in the hood. Lukshimi, and I'm from Soweto. I'm from the township, so I know exactly that part of the narrative of portraying that. You know, and she's also, you know, she's also suburbia, because she's been with this rich, wealthy guy. So she's also very eloquent. She's learned all these things because of the relationship she's been in. You know.
Yes. It's quite clear. You can see she has a bit of a bougie side that she went and adopted.
But she didn't learn it at like a school. She kind of learned it in the street, you know, with her partner. Yeah, so because she's beautiful, so she attracts wealthy men. So she's learned that part, and so she's got that bougie side of her, but she's gassy, hardcore, and she's a crook. She's a fraud.
Yeah, no, you can see she's a con artist.
Yeah, so I thought, I enjoyed when I read about her. I thought, she's quite interesting. It's something that I also, I've never been a fraud star. That's the one part about me. So I thought, let me indulge. So I kind of made two characters for her, as the girl that is prim and proper in front of people, and the gassy girl is who she is as well.
Who's a hustler, though? At the very core, she's a hustler.
Yeah, she's a hustler. So I have to make her two sides. So when I play her, in two different ways. When people watch, they can see that one moment she's this one. So she's quite interesting, because I've seen people being swindled of cash online and so I just did my research on that kind of environment of how people swindle money from people and how they do it and how they come dressed the part.
Yes, and how they set up this whole, you know, facade of I have money, and you know, they make it believable.
You would never see it coming, you know.
Poor Zbonga is just falling deeper and deeper right now. We saw that in the first encounter, and he's already like, I want that house and I want that car.
I know. And the thing is, Pio went there knowing very well that Zbonga works there, and he's a target, and he's not aware of it.
Oh my God. But so it seems like you had an amazing time bringing her to life. It seems like you had an amazing time bringing this character to life. You seem like you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did enjoy playing her. And I was also enjoying my time doing the acting thing again and being back, because now I feel I'm more relaxed with myself, and I'm kind of enjoying now things that I do, anything I do, whether it's her or whatever that I'm going to do or what I'm working on, I've now got that spirit of actually just being in that space of
being fully present and just enjoying it.
Yeah, because I'm no longer competing with myself about having to do the next best thing. I'm just now comfortable and I'm in a very content space with myself, because for many years people don't know I was in a battle with my own self.
And now that you are over that part of your life and you've worked through it and you've found who you are and what makes you happy, everything else is easier to just do now.
Yeah, definitely. But it was also just getting to know myself and get to know me as a woman and outside of also the spotlight as a person and as my character. I had to grow in myself so that I could also understand myself more. So that if I do acting, it's great when you act when you know yourself more. You know what I mean?
I totally get that.
Yeah.
The lines are not blurred. You know what you're doing and you know who you are.
Yeah. And we don't take a lot of time to get to know ourselves as people because we're always working, rushing.
On to the next one, trying to get this milestone by this age and whatnot.
And that's why I'm like, maybe even the lockdown has made a lot of people just take a moment to reassess themselves. Just a moment to just know who you are.
Amazing, amazing. And just before I let you go, so now that the acting bug has bit once more, can we expect you to step out of the sabbatical completely? Are you planning on, you know, more for us?
So let's just say this, you know, when I was younger, I was always chasing stuff and I would have people interview me like you, ne? And they would say to me, Nontle, you've just done season one of All Access. Is there a season two? You know, and they would always put pressure to like move to the next thing. So now I'm taking things as I'm flowing in my journey of life now. I'm on the flow. So whatever that is meant for me will find me and will come to me. And I'm also learning to also just be present and enjoy the moment that I'm in.
Yes.
And not put pressure to race past the moment. So I'm happy where I
You're
am.
You're taking
now.
Your time to smell the flowers.
Yes, because that's what life is really about, you know. So I'm enjoying this moment, and whatever that comes from that, and whatever that comes in front, I'm open to it, and I welcome whatever it is that happens.
And we spoke just briefly about, you know, how lockdown has kind of forced everyone to just kind of slow down to, you know, get back into, you know, the basics and getting to know themselves. But you have, like, we're already on that journey. So this lockdown and this...
I've been on an incredible spiritual awakening journey. So
yes, I mean, you were already there.
So for me, it's just... everything now that is happening, being back in the spotlight, is all happening at the right time. And now I'm looking for it, and I'm able to actually just be, as I said, present. And I now know my stand in all of this.
Yeah.
Where I stand in all of this now. I'm no longer like confused or not sure or chasing this. I'm very stable-minded.
You're rooted.
Yeah. So, yeah, my spiritual journey has been incredible. I'm still on it. It's a never-ending process. And it's been the most fulfilling experience that I've ever embarked on.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I guess we can't wait to see if you end up with what you are planning to get as Cleo.
When you enjoyed I Am Happy, that means that you really like the story and the script thing, because I mean, the people that wrote the script for Cleo, I mean, I've got to give great hands down. They were just amazing because they really made the character very, very. What can I say? She's like a fruit salad, you know.
She's very layered and has a lot of colorful bits.
Yes, and
I hear
very
you.
Enjoyable as well, you know. Salad is a very enjoyable delicacy that you enjoy. So the people that put her together and Serenity Productions before the show Gomorrah itself, I was already a fan from outside. So being inside it, it's just for me also just, I'm very grateful and meeting everyone that's the cast, that have been doing their thing and making the show a hit show. It's an honor to have been welcomed so wonderfully.
All right. Well, thank you again. And we'll be waiting to see what more you have for us when it happens. And in the meantime, we'll be enjoying the fruit salad that is clear.
I'm sure more will come, but you must just
stay on the lookout.
Yeah, you must enjoy the moment and not rush the process.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much. Bye.